Reacting to anger. It is not easy to have a positive reaction or no reaction at all to someone who is angry at us or unkind to us. Instinctively, we want to reflect the anger or unkindness back, thinking, they're asking for it. What you give is what you get, right? But don't we want to make others look at their destructive and negative behavior so they will reflect on how they are acting and not blame us for their behavior? If we don't react negatively to their negativity or don't react at all, subconsciously, they may feel foolish about their behavior and reflect on what they said or did. We are giving them a chance to look at their poor behavior. But if we react negatively to their negativity, we are actually permitting them to justify what they said or did, and they will continue on with their negative behavior. In fact, they may even blame us for their poor reaction in the first place. Most people react to others in like kind, because that's the instinctual reaction, but it only gives bad actors the ability to blame others for how they act. If we don't react negatively, or if we don't react at all, it's like holding up a mirror for them to look at themselves. This may sound like Yoda-level stuff, but our positive reaction or non-reaction will plant a powerful seed in the subconscious of the offender, teaching them through example. I have noticed that when people are rude to me and I am patient and kind back to them, they usually end up feeling bad about what they said and apologize. This is true whether they are rude to me on the phone, in an email, or in person. Reacting with kindness to another's anger is not something that I find easy to do, and I can't always do it. In fact, at times, it's one of my most difficult challenges. The goal is progress rather than perfection. In dealing with an angry person who is only saying things to hurt you and get an emotional response from you, the goal is to give back love and not react with negativity, either with spoken or written words. The goal is to cool down before reacting. When you feel angry and want to react with anger, don't react immediately. The goal is to pause and not immediately respond with an emotional reaction. Restrain yourself. Wait. You will almost always regret reacting to anger from others with anger of your own. Not reacting to anger with anger is the goal. Your ultimate goal is to react with love, kindness, and forgiveness to others' anger. People who provide examples of this achievement are my heroes. But it is hard not to respond to negativity with negativity. It is a challenge because naturally we want to react and even fight. But it is always best to hold your tongue and not react. Don't send the email. Don't make the phone call. This is one of the most valuable lessons I have ever learned. Every time I have not said something that I really wanted to say in the heat of the moment, I have always been glad later. On the other hand, every time I did act immediately, I always regretted it later. Words cannot be unsaid or unwritten. People can always forgive, but they will never forget. Another option for responding to someone else's negativity is to postpone your reaction by saying something like, "We need to talk about this later," and then you leave. A last resort could be not saying anything and leaving before you react. When we respond to anger with kindness, we are teaching others how to act by example,